This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein, and it's Martin Luther King Day, a federal holiday since 1986, observed on the third Monday in January. I'm joined by Reverend Larry Pickens. He's an Allentown resident and the executive director of the Pennsylvania Council of Churches. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Brad, for this opportunity.
Reverend Pickens, may I begin by asking you to recall your own earliest memories of Dr. Martin Luther King and your own call to work in faith and for racial justice?
Well, my parents introduced me to the civil rights movement when I was a youngster. Dr. King was very involved in Chicago, where I grew up, around issues of open housing. And in fact, was involved in a major march there in which I participated. It was a rally that took place at Soldier Field in the 60s. And it crystallized for me the significance of the movement. And it was one of the pivotal experiences that really led me to consider going into the ministry. And ultimately, I decided to become a United Methodist pastor, and I think much of that had to do with the social action engagement that Dr. King represented and the civil rights movement in general.
That's an amazing childhood memory to bring with you.
It is.
Let me ask you, the past year saw one of the nation's biggest and longest series of demonstrations for racial justice nationwide and here in the Lehigh Valley. Of course, the Black Lives Matter movement existed already, but was really spurred on in May of this year by the killing of George Floyd by Minneapolis police. In the light of Martin Luther King Day, I wonder how you viewed that movement as it became re-energized this year.
Well, it was an international movement, wasn't it? And I think that the fact that George Floyd's death took place in the midst of the national shutdown forced many of us to pay closer attention to what was happening. I think one of the hallmarks of this movement is that it's multiracial, multicultural, and it's bringing groups together around justice, and these groups historically have not been connected, and I think that's part of the excitement of what's happening.
Even in the very first march after the death of George Floyd here in Bethlehem, I was struck at how the racial makeup of the protesters very much mirrored the racial makeup of the Lehigh Valley and of Bethlehem itself. And maybe I hadn't seen that much diversity in a racial justice movement since the days of Martin Luther King.
Yeah, I think that's right. It demonstrated that there are some people who are really committed to justice. And I think most of our communities realize that when one segment or one group within our community is at risk, that we all have to coalesce around them and show support and protect them. That's been the hallmark of my understanding of ministry. And I've seen that happen throughout the Lehigh Valley since I served there, that kind of commitment. And I think that bodes well for the future.
You know, the opportunities this year to use Martin Luther King Day as a day of service are somewhat constrained. I wonder how you plan to spend the day.
One of the areas that we want to be working on is how to reach out to Black and brown and poor communities to find ways to open up access to the coronavirus vaccine and to address or to allay any concerns that certain groups might have about the vaccine.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure, Brad, and my hope is that this will further the objectives of bringing people together, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Reverend Larry Pickens is executive director of the Pennsylvania Council of Churches.